This is a Dave and Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. As it gets closer to the first set of spring lambs and kids arriving, it is important for producers to make sure they have all the supplies they may need to care for the lambs and kids when they arrive. One supply that is very important to have on hand is frozen colostrum or colostrum replacer. This is very important to have in case a doe or ewe does not have enough colostrum to feed her kids or lambs, or there is a weak or orphaned kid or lamb that needs to be bottle fed. Colostrum, also referred to as liquid gold, is the first milk does and ewes produce. It is thick and yellowish in color. Colostrum is nutrient-rich and, most importantly, contains maternal antibodies. When born, kids and lambs do not have any antibodies to protect them from disease, but the antibodies they absorb from colostrum help develop their immune system and protect them against disease. If kids and lambs do not get colostrum, their chance of survival is very low. It is very important to make sure kids and lambs receive colostrum right after they are born. The antibodies found in colostrum are large proteins, and when born, the kids or lambs' small intestines have openings to absorb these proteins. Kids and lambs can only absorb these antibodies within the first 24 to 36 hours after they are born, and they absorb them best within the first few hours after birth. After 24 hours, their ability to absorb the antibodies in colostrum is very minimal. This is why colostrum is one of the most important supplies to have. If you bottle feed kids or lambs, they should consume at least 10% of their body weight in colostrum. While colostrum from the kids or lamb's dam is the most ideal source, frozen or fresh colostrum from a doe or ewe in your herd is the next best option, but colostrum replacer will work as well. If using colostrum replacer, make sure to follow the mixing and storing instructions on the package. If you are using colostrum from a doe or ewe that you do not know the history of, or that has tested positive for CAE or OPP, the colostrum should be heat treated before feeding to kids or lambs to prevent disease. It is also important to remember that colostrum should not be warmed up in the microwave because the high temperature will kill the antibodies in the colostrum. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Dave and Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.